This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, we are mavericks on this particular radio show. And why do I say that? I say it purely and simply because we believe, both Jim McKinney and I believe, that politics consists of more than just voting, you know, at the appropriate time. It consists of lifestyle. It consists of staying well informed as to what's going on in our society. And one thing that Jimmy and I speak about an awful lot, not necessarily on mic, but certainly when we're just having a chit-chat between the two of us, or if we're talking at our book club, whatever, let's say between the dozen or so of us, Jim and I are very concerned about what's going on in our society. Couple of reasons. The main reason, from my standpoint anyway, and I've talked with Dr. John Huber about this, spoke with him on the weekend show a couple of weeks ago, I think that some of the tragedies that are occurring in our country right now are happening simply because people are wound so tight psychologically that they are unable to look at life realistically, or look at life perhaps as they have in the past in a relaxed manner. And one of the things that has really suffered is the institution of marriage. Okay, we have a divorce rate in the U.S. right now of probably somewhere possibly as high as 65%. That is really a shame and really indicative of where our country is going. Jim and I are speaking right now with a lady who I met a couple of nights ago. Her name is Michelle Sullivan. Michelle has written a book called Chocolate Cake Marriage. Michelle is a frequent speaker at conferences on the role of relationships in society, and we're going to let her share her views with you. Jimmy, anything I left out?
No, I think that people ought to know that Chocolate Cake Marriage is available on Amazon, and that Michelle has, and from my perspective, from our discussions prior to starting the show, a view that how important relationships are and how they should be focused and influenced by something higher and more important in a sense of faith. And Michelle, so give us a little bit of background on your book and your ideas and your thoughts here, and how it impacts us as a society.
Well, thank you both so much for having me on today. The book Chocolate Cake Marriage, the tagline is the recipe to refresh, revive, and restore. So I wrote this book out of a passion to equip primarily women on how to be a wife. How do we do that? I have been married twice, so our audience should know that. I was in a very difficult marriage when I got married at the age of 20, just far too young to get married, I think, for me anyways, and the marriage ended. I think a lot of the reason why, besides there was some unfaithfulness and some other issues in the marriage, but something I really learned was the importance of respect. Respecting our husbands, I didn't do that very well. And sometimes it was out of my anger at some of the things he had done to me and to our boys, but I feel that a lot of women just don't know what that looks like to respect their husband. And not that it's all on us. I know, you know, men have a lot of things to learn and learn how to love and cherish their brides. But when we look at, for me as a woman, if I want to have a marriage that's really wonderful and passionate and move from a roommate to a soulmate, I really wanted to see how could I be a part of making that happen. And I discovered that respecting my husband is a huge piece of that recipe. And though,
Michelle,
it's easy to say...
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, do you think I mean, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on women to be independent, to be self-sufficient, and almost this divide that separates men and women. But, you know, we need to be together. This is our future. Most of us need each other. But how much of that do you think is really just social construct now with different political agendas or different ideologies that are really affecting that relationship between men and women?
Yeah, you're right. I think our society today, I think in some ways makes a woman feel like she's weak and inferior if she shows respect to her husband. You know, the women's movement has really, I think, tried to make a woman feel that, you know, she needs to stand up for herself, be number one, be everything, be superwoman. And I think our marriages are supposed to be a partnership of two people coming together to love and respect each other, and that should be a beautiful picture to those around us looking in and seeing a relationship that is passionate, and where both sides, the husband is loving his wife and the wife is respecting her husband, and that removes a lot of conflict.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense to me. My wife is very independent, very strong. We have a marriage, we have a lot of faith, and we have a large family, and I know I have to respect her and give her a lot of credit for what she does. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty important. I retired from the military not long ago, and sitting at home taking the kids to the bus stop, I still need that support from her, you know, to say, oh, yeah, you're no longer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's very interesting, and it's a challenging change. And, of course, it impacts all of us, you know, how we evolve in our relationships over time.
What I want to ask both you guys, and I guess I don't have to stress this to our guest, Jim, but I'd like to get both of your opinions on this, because I know it's going to come up, the question is going to come up with our listeners just as sure as I'm sitting here in the studio. And my question is this, I guess let's start out with you, Michelle. First of all, when you talk about respecting your husband, okay, I'd like to enlarge that and see what you think about that. And what I would say is, don't you think we all should respect generally members of society, at least in the sense that we should listen to everything that they have to say instead of just arguing and getting angry and the rest of it? That's the point I want to make out of all of this.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's way too much going nose to nose with people, whether it's over politics or, you know, or a man and a wife in a relationship, marriage relationship, fighting over things instead of acting like two respectful human beings, listening to each other, being willing to appreciate different viewpoints, and showing respect. And I think that's the line that is just crossed far too many times, is that we're not respecting each other's viewpoints. And with regards to marriage, you know, we are told, God tells us in his word to respect our husband. Well, what does that look like? How do we do that practically? And it can be simple things like, you know, don't interrupt each other when you're talking. Greet him at the door when he comes home. Don't tell him how to drive or where to park. You know, it's just little things that can make such a difference, no matter whether you're talking to someone about political viewpoints or in the four walls of your home. We really need to show each other respect.
Well, you know, that's the point I was trying to make here. We got to take a short break here, by the way, in about maybe like 15 seconds or so for a commercial. But I want to stress the fact that my mantra has always been, forever at least in radio, in that you listen to both sides of every story. If you do that, an awful lot of the, I would have to say, anxiety and viciousness that's going on in our society would stop. Michelle Solomon, thank you so much. It's been interesting chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Another segment with Michelle Sullivan. One thing I want to bring up about something that she stresses in her book and something that a lot of people misunderstand, and Michelle and I and Jim have discussed this off the air, and we're all in agreement that we have a point here that needs to be clarified. It says in the Bible, which is kind of my instruction manual for how to live life, It says in there, wives, be submissive to your husbands. That statement, and I want to get your view on that statement, Michelle, knowing you in person, I have to say you don't strike me as being somebody who's particularly submissive. I think you're probably an equal partner in a relationship. But how do you feel about that?
Well, I take the whole content of God's word to be what I want to listen to and follow. And so when God tells me as a wife to submit to my husband, that does not mean being a doormat, and that does not mean I don't have a say in the marriage. But he does say to submit to my husband, and so I find it actually to be a beautiful part of our relationship. He loves and cherishes me, and I in turn respect him. And he's basically a covering over me. And I've seen marriages blossom when they truly understand that piece of the relationship, that it's a love and respect between the two, and it brings passion and joy. And I've seen it work, so I believe it, and I believe it because God says so.
Jimmy, I want to ask you the same question, only I want to put it in a different way. You know, we are both pretty active on the blog for the radio show, and we both witness an awful lot of anger, from some of the listeners. And I have to say that on many of the issues, I understand completely why people would get angry. But let me say this. I have to believe that if people would simply respect each other and listen to the other side of the story, that we would have in our society perhaps the best thing going in the world. What do you think, Bud?
Well, my view is it's pretty clear that, you know, mutual respect in the house with your spouse, your wife, and again, we, you know, my wife supports me, I support her, and that's the foundation for the relationship with our children. Our children do very well, and they go on. And statistically, we've had so many challenges with single-parent families, with poverty rates, with suicide rates for both youth and overall in society in general increasing, that we're losing something, this connection. And I think that respect, that mutual respect for one another, is just human beings. That you can have a different opinion and still be a decent person. You can support our president, the president of the United States, and still be a decent person. Or you can support another candidate and still be a decent person. That's something that we've somehow very rapidly lost. And I think it does start right at home. Because, again, those are all the examples that we live and that we live by and that build us up and, you know, actually give us a future. I think it's really critical that your point, and I think Michelle's point of respect and mutual respect and respecting one another, but also having that leadership, and now someone's got to make the decision. And of course, as we know, in life, nothing is ever easy. So we do have to make hard calls sometimes with, you know, what my kids can do, what we can spend, what we can do that. And that's just the reality of life. But for some reason, we as a society have really undermined the ability to accept each other's opinions.
Yes, and it's so modeled in the home. You know, if our kids aren't seeing us modeling respect in our four walls, then they are going to bring disrespect out into the world. And I think that's some of what we're seeing today.
Yeah, I think it's very unfortunately disturbing. And I have I told you off mic or before we started recording that we just had a wedding last week with my son in Colorado Springs, and he's a young soldier, and he and his new wife now, they went into the Colorado county seat to ask how they would get their license, their marriage license, and they gave him a form. They filled it out. When they just filled it out and signed the form and handed it back, and they said, okay, so when is it approved? When do we actually, you know, come in with a certificate after we're married? They said, no, you're done. You're married. And they were stunned, actually embarrassed to say anything to us about it, because they wanted a marriage before God. And we, of course, wanted a marriage before God. We think that it's so much more important to have family get together and see and tie those ties. And so we just went through, after about 8 months, after their initial mistake. We had the wedding last week, and it was so valuable and so important. And I think gave them a very good foundation for their future with actually the ceremony and the respect and the dignity that goes along with that. And I think that will actually help them with each other with that mutual respect and understanding. We all know it's challenging. We all know this is challenging.
Michelle, last question. We're down here to a couple of minutes. And what I want to ask you is, could you please relate some of the response that you get when you're the keynote speaker at the numerous conferences where that event occurs? What do people have to say to you afterwards?
So for the most part, I get women who are excited to go home and try this out on their husbands. And I have been, I think one of the biggest blessings for me is hearing from women months later, in some cases years later, who have said, I went home and I applied this to my marriage and I can't believe the difference in my husband and our relationship and the joy that's come back. So it's very fulfilling to see that sometimes it's just a slight change in how we say something, when we say something, and it can make all the difference to our husbands and how they feel. And in turn, they begin to pour more love into us, and it's that's when the snowball effect is a good thing.
And what I have to ask you guys out there is this. We got a lot of venom on our site. We got a lot of anger. We have probably 1,000 times more venom in our society. We have probably 1,000,000 times more anger. You know, as intelligent, well-informed adults, let's do every single thing that we can to make our society a better place. Jimmy, why don't you take us out?
Yeah, I think everyone ought to take a look at Michelle's website, michellesullivanspeaks.com, and then go ahead and take a look at her book, at Chocolate Cake Marriage, on Amazon. I think it's $14.99. And maybe hand it off to your spouse and maybe read it yourself and see if maybe it'll make a difference. I think these are important social issues that are the foundations to our politics. So we're talking KER politics, but the reality is what drives our politics is how we interact with each other. Mutual respect, how we look at each other's opinions, actually analyzing facts, making decisions. That's what we need to be doing, and that's what I think you should be doing on this show.
Michelle, you're a princess. Thanks for taking some time.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1,000,000 hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Korea has again test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is also taking shots at South Korea's Moon Jae-in. Pyongyang is now saying it has no desire to talk face-to-face with South Korean officials again. President Trump has become upset with Moon, saying he hasn't done enough to rein in North Korea's aggression. House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent the bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in time for the second half of KER Politics. This one is going to be a good one. We have Joshua Phillip from the Epoch Times with us. And we also, of course, have Jim McKinney, who is co-hosting an awful lot, if not all, of KER Politics right now. A real expert, in my opinion. And Mr. Phillip is also a real expert on his area of expertise, which is definitely the Epoch Times covering of what's going on in China. Let me start out by saying that earlier in the week, Josh, I don't know if you heard this or not, I predicted that we would have another Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong. The Chinese are pretty forceful, and it's my humble opinion that they weren't going to let this thing, at the time it was my opinion that they wouldn't let the situation in Hong Kong fester on. And in fact, they didn't, but it had nothing to do with mainland China. It had everything to do with Hong Kong when the protesters came out and issued an official apology. Did you think that was going to happen, Josh?
I did think it was going to happen. I know right now the situation is China is allegedly moving troops to the border. It is threatening some degree of force on the Hong Kong protesters. I personally don't believe they're going to move forward with it. Not that the Chinese Communist Party has changed in any way. I think that the totalitarian, murderous regime is just the same as it was during the days of Mao. But what is different now is the Chinese people no longer fear the Chinese Communist Party. China is terrified of internal instability. And you're dealing with an age, every single person has a camera and a phone in their pockets that can record anything that takes place. And I don't think the Chinese Communist Party would survive. I think that what we're witnessing right now is China getting pushed into a place where it doesn't have a whole lot of options. It can allow the protests to take place, and basically, you know, what we're going to see is very likely that the protesters will win in Hong Kong. and they're already showing signs that they're winning. After 1 week, the Hong Kong government conceded to their demands, which did not happen notably during the previous protests during the Umbrella Revolution, and notably also the current ones are about 20 times or larger. Or the Chinese Communist Party can try to force them to change it, but here's the issue. The Chinese people these days know all of its tricks. Nothing it does works anymore. They can dress protests. They can dress police as protesters to try to cause trouble. They tried that. People saw right through it. They can try to pressure the Hong Kong government. The Hong Kong government has lost control of the situation. It does not work. Or they can try to use force. But people are not standing down from that either. And so I think we're witnessing, seeing very clearly on the surface, one, that the Chinese Communist Party has not changed, and two, that the Chinese people are no longer afraid of it and no longer want it.
Well, Josh, you're talking about in Hong Kong, but what about on mainland China, in Beijing, Shanghai, some of the larger cities where the institutions and the surveillance state has done such a phenomenal job in controlling and managing individual rights and through social scores, through overviews of every aspect of the society. What's the contradiction between Hong Kong and mainland China?
Well, there's a lot in mainland China that does not get coverage outside of mainland China. And one of the few papers that does cover what happened to mainland China is the Epoch Times.
Yeah.
And one of the things that our Chinese edition has covered a lot about are all the mass protests happening across all of China on a regular basis. Millions of protesters, who gather on the streets and protest and, have real all-out riots and who the Communist Party brutally suppresses fairly regularly. You don't hear about this. The other picture is a lot of Chinese people, whether inside China or outside China, no longer believe in communism. They no longer believe in the Communist Party. China, the Chinese Communist Party, is terrified right now of internal instability. And I think that's the real reason why they're terrified of what's happening in Hong Kong. They're worried that the very open protests are going to spread, first, in Hong Kong, then to Taiwan, and then further into mainland China. And this is why, of course, we're already seeing some signs that this is starting in Hong Kong, or Taiwan as well, right at a time when the Communist Party in China was basically nearing its final plans to bring Taiwan back into the fold, or into the fold, I should say. And also, it's why they're arresting people who go online and write about the Hong Kong protests in mainland China. They're terrified of it. And it's true they have all these high-tech programs for arrests and surveillance and all these things. But at the same time, I'd say two parts of it. One is that, according to our sources, a lot of those cameras don't even work. A lot of the surveillance systems they have no longer don't really function because you don't have a culture under communism where people care about doing a good job because there's no such thing as upward mobility. There's no such thing as raises for a lot of them. What's the point of working hard? What's the incentive to work hard? What's the point of pushing yourself beyond the bare minimum of what's asked of you in a country like that? And number two, the people no longer fear death, a lot of them, because they're working, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, living in poverty. Of course, not in the big cities where a lot of the journalists are, but throughout most of China. And people are really weighing their lot in life and saying, am I better off just living like a slave, all my, not getting nothing for my hard work every day? Or would I have a better life if the Communist Party fell? And what can I do to make that happen? And we're seeing that, I believe, happen.
But historically, precedent has said that when autocratic regimes in situations like this, they usually lash out very strongly in order to try to suppress. And if they're able to maintain, they're willing to take the heat because they are autocratic. They aren't responsive to any democratic principles. Of course, we have an international community now that's somewhat beginning to see the potential problem, but they also fear the economic collapse of China and, of course, very strongly support a lot of the industry and the economic trade and know what the impact would be from a global catastrophe if there was a breakdown in control with an authoritarian regime. So there's a kind of a problem here on both ends, right? Doesn't it seem like it? There's really no good way out?
I'd say it's very similar to the Soviet Union. We had a very similar state during the end of the Soviet Union. Of course, a lot of big investors and stuff in the United States did not want the Soviet Union to fall because they had a lot of money in the Soviet Union. It did fall as they started pulling the money out, notably. And at the same time, a lot of people never saw it coming. A lot of the big media in the U.S. was talking about the success of the Soviet model and how the Soviet Union was the model for, you know, the new world socialist order. They were talking about this kind of stuff.
And, as we see,
you know,
today,
a lot of journalists. traveling to Soviet Union on these tours. But go ahead, sorry.
You know, one comment that I want to make here, and I want to get into this obviously in depth later, and that has to do with the two things. Number one, the situation, the economic situation that's going on right now between the United States and mainland China. And I want you just to think about one thing. I don't really want a comment on this right now, but I will say this, that many of my friends who I talk with are in the neighborhood, quite frankly, Jim, are saying that the action that Trump took initially against mainland China would have been much, much more effective if a group of governments would have been in on that particular action, which we really didn't see initially. But the second thing that I want to address right now is that if what you're saying is true, Josh, and I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm saying is that why did the protesters in Hong Kong then issue a, I would say, significant apology for what they had done?
Well, I would say that in my analysis, that apology was not... One of the things the Communist Party often does in China is it tries to...
Got about 10 seconds.
You know, it's easy to say that, you know, you have one guy go out there and make a public face and say, you know, we apologize for it. But I can tell you this coming weekend, they're renewed, they're keeping the protests going, and they're planning on having large and last.
Right. Josh, got to take a real quick commercial.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, here in within 30 seconds.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Josh Phillip of the Epoch Times and also with Jim McKinney. Want to address the issue again because we kind of cut you off at the end of the last segment. Josh, you're saying that your comment on the apologies coming from the protesters in Hong Kong. You want to clarify that?
Can I just wait, make one point here too? And Josh, you please go right after. But the apology was to people that were impacted by the protests at the airport. The protesters went up to the individuals and handed out chocolate, apologized for impacting their daily lives and their ability to move, which is far different than an apology back to either the central authorities in Hong Kong or to the Chinese government.
Of course it is. Let's flip over to the economic. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Josh, I cut you off. You were finishing your point just before the break there, and wanted to allow you to finish.
Spot on. Good to clarify. Yeah, I think you're spot on.
Yeah,
and this was not an apology to the Communist Party. This was a personal one. That's a good point.
Well, I think that is obviously a relevant issue and important issue. But let me say this: I'm going to get to the economic situation right now. Do you think the situation right now between America and mainland China is going to cause a real downward movement in the economic indicators, economic statistics, I guess is a better way to put it, here in the United States? Take it either one of you.
You can go first. I've been talking quite a bit.
Yeah, it's all right. So I think you just before the break, you talked about, you know, it would be better if the United States and the Trump administration got more people involved to put the pressure on. The problem is that the European economy has not come out of, they're just barely creeping along based on, you know, the German economic drivers are actually what's carrying the EU right now. There's not much else with Brexit, with all kinds of different problematic issues that they've got. They still continue with quantitative easing. They're having a difficult time getting them on board to put some sort of pressure on China without a humanitarian background effort would have been difficult. And I think the reality is the Trump administration realized that, in fact, this was becoming national security issues with both steel, with aluminum, and with some, you know, the trade, the actual trade imbalance and long-term impact economically of the United States. He had to take action, and his platform was taking action against it, and he has done it in somewhat careful way, not too pretty specific in different areas. And I think that there is a potential for downturn because there has been the Chinese economy is much more influential than it was 20, 25 years ago on global markets with the second largest economy. And I think that the potential, though, damages them more than it would U.S. economy, certainly as we're increasing manufacturing. It's just the balance. When you shift make these big shifts globally in economic impact, it takes a while. And we're just seeing the beginning foundations of what's happening here. But again, for the long-term interests of Western ideology, for Western economies, we have to get away from making them and subsidizing their authoritarian system and their basically corrupt economic system. Josh, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I fully agree on every point. A couple of important things to note. One, China, of course, a lot of its products it does sell are counterfeit goods. A lot of the things it does is cheap manufacturing. A lot of what it does pulls away from other countries could be doing the exact same thing. If you look at, Thailand, Vietnam, Mexico, who can basically replace China in the manufacturing area. If you look at what China produces in terms of high-tech goods, you're looking were created through unethical means to challenge existing brands. Of course, they just undercut them on the market. And so that's that. The one thing they have that I would say is hard to live without is purchasing power, at least when you talk about Europe and, selling goods and things like that, is purchasing power. But here's the reality. The Chinese Communist Party is not going to be able to provide all of what it needs internally anyways. And the things it is able to provide internally, it is already kind of restricting foreign markets from as it is. Trump has the Chinese Communist Party in a really difficult place. Because basically they were already exploiting every market they could. They were exploiting every loophole they could. They were already messing with currencies and all this stuff. And they were already putting up various barriers to restrict foreign products and foreign competition in areas where they feel they no longer need foreign products. And so what Trump is doing is forcing them to open up their market and where he's going to punish them financially for not doing so. But if Trump succeeds, the European Union only stands to gain, and the Chinese people only stand to gain.
Well, and I think that's a really good point. But what I have to ask is a very specific question here. The consumer sentiment numbers that came out just this morning, and we are recording this on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, were not nearly as good as the prediction was. The prediction was the consumer sentiment number would be 97, and in fact it came out at 92.1. Now, I would say that could have been a result of what happened in the markets this week. I mean, to say they were a roller coaster is almost not a strong enough statement, but I really wonder if more and more, if people aren't getting a little more sophisticated, reading a little bit more of what the Epoch Times puts out. I know your circulation has got to be just skyrocketing right now, and everybody is listening to you folks, certainly on this program, and I know also on YouTube, but God, I got to tell you, a 6-point downward movement is pretty significant. Does China have anything to do with that? Take either one of you guys.
Go ahead first. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do think there's a couple of issues that are happening. Well, there's probably three important ones. One, China was fearful of that issue, along with the tariffs at the beginning of the week, certainly had an impact. And I believe it probably had a bigger impact on the market than the inversion curve for investors because they're obviously concerned. Of course, then you have the number two thing. It was this inversion curve, this very minor inversion curve with bonds. And, of course, that is an indicator. And the way we operate right now with just media-driven decision-making rather than actual facts and looking at numbers. I mean, there's very few indicators in the United States right now that show a downturn in economic growth. There's very few indicators realistically, with employment, with increased manufacturing, with the one big drag is the deficit. So I think you've got the China problem. I think you've got the media problem, and then you've got the confidence level after some domestic issues in the U.S. with the shootings that actually upset people. So I think those are the factors that really drove consumer sentiment and some other issues down this week. But I think it's going to bounce back up.
Well, I think it very definitely could. Josh, I want to ask you a question, and that is the Epoch Times, which I've been reading for a long, long time, is the only what I would call media of any importance that is truly supporting Donald Trump right now. And I find that to be interesting, and I hope that it doesn't blow back, you know, and provide some negative consequences for you guys, because you folks, you and your colleagues, the other editors at the Epoch Times, are going way out on a limb right now to support Donald Trump. Tell me the rationale behind that, if you would. And we only have about, oh gosh, maybe 40 seconds left.
Our rationale is that we don't follow the surface narratives that other media follow. We look at the information ourselves and report what that information says. In our analysis, we're not actively going out of our way to support Trump. We're just reporting things as they are, you know, not following what everyone else is saying. We're just looking at the information, telling people what it says, and really following a lot of the news of Trump's successes that really isn't being shown to people.
That's very true. That's very, very
rational analysis. How shocking. That's fantastic. Love it.
It's great. And we're going to be talking about that in a daily editorial that we record on Friday afternoon. Mr. Philip, Lieutenant Colonel McKinney, retired. Thank you so much for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a ball putting this together.
My pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.